Welcome to the Lifecast. We hope that you find this ministry of New Life Assembly of God as an encouragement to you. You'll hear messages and lessons in God's Word by our staff and special guests. Enjoy the podcast.
Matthew chapter 24, verse 3. It says, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, Jesus, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us, when will these things be? What will be the sign of your coming and of the close of the end of the age? And Jesus answered them, and he started out this way. He said, see that no one leads you astray. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and they will lead many astray. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. Turn to the person next to you and say, well, that seems like today. See that you are not alarmed. I want you to say that with me. See that you are not alarmed. Say it again. See that you are not alarmed. If you are a diligent news watcher, you've got to hear it on your radio, you've got to watch your network on TV, you got to pull it up on your phone or your computer and get all the updates. Maybe it's a hobby of yours. Maybe everything worries you so extensively that you don't want to hear any of it. And maybe you're somewhere in between where you binge a little on news and then you're off it a while. Or maybe you've got that special time of day that you watch it, listen to it, look it up, whatever it is. Check your notifications on your device for any updates. I want you to know that there's room for that, and there's an awareness that we should have. But in the middle of it all, let's listen to the words of Jesus that reminds us that when we hear of wars and rumors of wars, see that we are not alarmed, for this must take place, but the end is not yet. Who knows the day or the hour? That's right, the Father. And right now, He ain't telling. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are but the beginning of birthing pains. And every mother in this place said, oh, I get it. It wasn't just all of a sudden the baby came and slipped out like warm butter. Right? Every mother say, that's right. Oh, come on. Say it like you did in the delivery room. That's right. There were signs. Like cramping. Signs, growth, discomfort. New roadmaps. Some of the guys are going, what is he talking about? I don't get it. Labor, contractions, breathing changed. You ate more, and you ate less. And then, you know, there's a bump on top of the bump. It's like, oh, stop kicking. I mean, you no longer just walked up and just kind of, you know, do what you used to do and just kind of, just sit down in a chair. No. No, it was very different. Listen, I got this down because I carry a little something up front here, okay? So, you know, I get it a little bit. There were signs in getting up. Oh, Gob, come here. Help me up, Gob. This will practice for your future. Okay. Oh. You pulled me up like nothing. Which is really good. That leaves a lot of latitude for a lot of different women. Right? Because, you know, I'm not small. You okay? All right, just checking. A lot of signs, a lot of things going on. These were birthing pains. It's going to happen. It's moving along. All these things, Jesus said to them, all these are but the beginning of birth pains. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation. And they will put you to death. Remember what else Jesus said. Don't worry about those who can harm the body. Right? Worry about the one who can damn the soul or be apart from God. You will be hated by all nations because of my name's sake. And because of that, many won't like it and they will fall away from the faith. And they'll begin to betray one another. They'll begin to hate one another. And many false prophets will arise and lead many astray. Please be wise. This is a side note of very importance. I believe in the gift of prophecy. I believe in the office of a prophet. I don't believe it's limited to gender or age. Because if it's true, it's from the Spirit of the Lord. And He does not lie. But I'm going to tell you, do not be led astray and be watchful. Stick to what this prophecy says. This inspired word. I don't care who your favorite preacher is, he or she. I don't care how often they have been right. You beware and you be watchful. And don't be swayed away from this or into some little specific niche that they feel that they found that no one else has. And they've got the answer, and God gave it to them. And then when it passes, then they miss the date. I'm very serious about this. It's in here. It's for a reason. You beware of false prophets, false prophecies. You be careful of the thus saith the Lord's. You be watchful. I'm not telling you to be critical. I'm not telling you to stone people. I'm just telling you what the Scripture says. See that no one leads you astray. You stick to Him and you stick to His Word. And Jesus says there will be a time where things like this happen. And many false prophets will arise and lead many astray. And here's the thing. We never consider ourselves deceived. Right? That's the whole part of being deceived, is we don't know we're deceived. We think it's the truth. Be careful, the Lord says. And why? Because He cares for you. He doesn't want you led astray. He doesn't want you following some thing in His name that is not from Him. Understand this. He loves you. He cares about you. He has a plan and a purpose for you individually and for humanity, of which He gave Himself for, that they would be saved, that there is an eternity to be with Him where there is no more pain. And because lawlessness will increase, why are we shocked? It doesn't mean we give in. But lawlessness increases across the earth in our communities. And why are we shocked? Jesus said these things must happen. Now, it doesn't mean we go the way with them. It doesn't mean that we can't stand up for what is right in an appropriate way. But it says here, lawlessness will increase and the love of many will grow cold. Turn to the person next to you. Look them sincerely in the eyes. And say, may God keep you from growing cold. Don't grow cold in the faith and following Christ and sticking to His Word. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. God, give us endurance, right? He has given us everything in His divine power, the Scripture says. Everything. And included in there is perseverance and endurance. But the one who endures to the end will be saved, and this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. My eyes might see it. My eyes might not see it. My children might see it. They might not. Grandchildren. My great-grandchildren. Whether I am still here to see them or not. Don't know. But I do know this, according to what Jesus says. I'm not to be led astray, and I'm not to be alarmed when things around this world start to unfold like He says. I just better make sure, regardless of what others say, or if others grow cold, or nation against nation, and threats, and deception in officials and in leadership throughout the world, I'm supposed to make sure that I endure to the end, whatever the end is for me, because I will be saved. Finishing the race. I want to show you it's about a 10-minute video. And I'm going to come back and read a passage of Scripture, and we're going to pray, and I'm going to let you go. If you need to leave before that, God bless you. If you leave before the video's over, I don't want you to walk out of here and necessarily think that what is shown on this video is something that I believe. Or I disbelieve, or that I think is all truth, or maybe some truth, okay? That's why I'd like you to stay through the video and let me read the last passage of Scripture from the book of Revelations. Why don't you show this video, please?
The ultimate goal that these people have in mind is the goal to create a one-world government run by the banking industry, run by the bankers. And they're doing it in sections. The European currency, the euro, and the European Constitution is one part of it. Now they're trying to do it in America with the North American Union, right? And they want to create a new currency called the Amero, right? And the whole agenda is to create a one-world government where everybody has...
Sorry about a little bit of the language, but, they're not believers. In fact, Russo has since died from this interview. But we look at this and you might think, yeah, I knew it, or, oh, that's a bunch of baloney, or maybe you're saying, well, that's true, well, I can't swallow this. And that's not why I showed this. It's that we take news like this, or what is given to us, from all different venues, more current than this, whatever. The other part is, do you know what today is? September 11th. And I want us to look at what the words of Jesus have been to us in light of all kinds of news and things like this that happen. And I want to close with reading this passage from the book of Revelation in chapter 20. Now, this is from John, the beloved disciple of Jesus, who has now since been put out on the island of Patmos. Many of the other disciples were already martyred for their faith, preaching the gospel like we read about in Matthew 24. Jesus said, this is what's going to happen. These are some things that are going on. These are birthing pains. The world's going to hate you. Some of you are going to be killed because of my name's sake. You're going to be persecuted. Well, John, he just got put out on an island. And while he was there, the Lord spoke to him. He fell as though one dead, and this revelation came to him. All of this information. And it's in the what we know as John the Revelator, the book of Revelation. I want to read this to you so that you and I can look on the other side now. We looked on the previous side where Jesus was speaking in Matthew 24, what will happen. We have sensed for generations now lived with, you know, this kind of news and stuff being thrown at us. Now I want us to look on the other side of our present day. And in Matthew 20, John writes, then I saw an angel come down from heaven, holding in his hand the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain. And he seized the dragon, that ancient serpent, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years, and threw him into the pit and shut it and sealed it over him, so that he might not deceive the nations any longer until 1,000 years were ended. After that, he must be released for a little while. And John says, then I saw thrones, and seated on them were those to whom the authority to judge was committed. Also I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for the testimony of Jesus and for the word of God, and those who had not worshipped the beast or its image and had not received its mark on their forehead or on their hands. They came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come to life until 1,000 years were ended. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is the one who shares in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power, but they will be priests of God and of Christ, and they will reign with him for 1,000 years. And when 1,000 years are ended, Satan will be released from his prison and will come out to deceive the nations that are at the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them for battle. Their number is like the sand of the sea. And they marched up over the broad plain of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city, but fire came down from heaven. In other words, rally your numbers, get all your power, do all your things. Because this is what happens anyhow. As they surround the camp of saints and the beloved city, fire came down from heaven and consumed them. And the devil who had deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur where the beast and the false prophet were, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. That's the other side of the current day events. When you read a book, hopefully you start at the beginning. Now, some of you are spoilers and like to read the last few and then go back to the beginning. Okay, I know about that. Are you one of them? Okay. You start at the beginning. You go through the book. You look at history, you look at the current day. I want you to also know what has been foretold that we are experiencing now, but what we have been foretold of what will come. I don't know, maybe we stay away from the book of Revelation because there's so much imagery and so much going on that's hard to figure out. And, well, when he saw and described it this way, was it, you know, was it military tanks when he saw this? Was it really airplane? You know, we get into all this, you know, because, you know, they didn't have that then. I don't want to ensnare us and get tangled up in this. I just want us to hear that the end is good for all who believe. And remember what Jesus said in Matthew 24. These things will happen, but don't be alarmed. You don't need to walk with worry. You don't need to be under fear. You don't. You don't need to walk under fear. We can be alert. We can be watchful. We can plan appropriately. But we are to abide in Him and spread the gospel and knowing that the end of the story. What He said before it happened has happened and is happening. I'm not trying to be morbid here, but you know, turn to the person next to you and say, you know, there's a day where you will no longer be alive like you have known it. That's a nice way of saying you're going to die. We're going to pass. It's not something we dwell on. You know? I mean, you guys laugh at this. I remember being young. You don't think about it. We're invincible. You know, all this stuff. But when you get to my age, when you're over 35, I am over 35. It doesn't matter how far. You know, you begin to, life changes. Your thoughts are different. You start to, you know, look at things and think of things. I have older people than me come to me and say, you know, we just, you know, we're kind of putting our estate together in case something happens. And, you know, we were helping with some funeral arrangements somewhere. And while we were there, we held an after meeting. And we decided that, you know, we should probably get some of this rolling for our own lives. I said, did you have a date in mind? Because I'm, you know, no, I'm kidding. You know, you it's a reality. But don't forget about the reality that we do not see with our human eyes. And it is the coming of the Lord. That He will return like He went. And whether we understand all the imagery and all that John saw, just know the truth at the end of the book. Which, by the way, at the end of the book, it says His word is forever. For those who believe, they shall be saved. And you don't have to walk in fear in this world. Your passport might say USA or some other country. But remember, in Christ, our citizenship is somewhere else.
Thanks for joining us on the LifeCast. It is a ministry of New Life Assembly of God in Sparta, Wisconsin. If you are ever in the area, we would enjoy the opportunity of meeting you. Until then, remember, God is for you, not against you.